So, Martin, what do you think the next meme's going to be?
You know, I think the last meme, the last hot meme of the last fortnight, which we
was Fortnite.
No, while we haven't been recording, it was Fortnite, except all the characters were Australian politicians.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So sort of a very continental meme.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed.
No, it's actually really popular in South Africa.
Oh, okay. They just decided to own our politics real quick.
Yeah.
Fuck them. But first of all, what's that dude's name? ScoMo. What's his special moves?
ScoMo's special move
is he just whips out a big one.
What's ScoMo's ultimate?
He whips out a big one.
Just a big one, huh? That's just a big one.
Big of anything.
No. His ultimate move is that he can trade spatial positioning with any other head of state.
Wow.
He'll get really grumpy about onions on sausages at Bunnings, and then he gets bonus damage.
Why the fuck was that a thing? We can't get into that. I will actually talk about that for hours.
But what happened to our onions?
They have to be on the bottom now because an old man died.
What? Yeah, dude. Are you serious?
I'm someone put onions on top of the sausage where they're supposed to go. The correct way.
They fell off on the ground and an old man fell over and broke.
Yeah. Some dude Looney Tunes his fucking ass over a gutter and then ruined it for everyone.
And then Scott Morrison tried to pretend he was like
True Blue.
True Blue by bringing it back.
Okay, he slipped on onions.
Yeah, but that's his incompetence. Like, open your eyes, old man.
I don't know. Onions are see-through.
No, it's horrible.
Not when they're cooked. They're like brown.
When you cook them, they go clearer.
Yeah, but this was at a Bunnings barbecue.
Yeah, but how about the grub that dropped the onions just isn't a grub and kicks it under the table or something? Australian, kick it out of the way.
Grub one who dropped his onions. Yeah. And grub two who just did a bad job of making the sandwich.
Here you go. Here's an official release by Bunnings.
Oh, fuck.
This is their quote.
Mm-hmm.
Onions can be slippery when they fall out of sausage sandwich.
All right. Noted.
That's singular?
It. That's it.
I mean, it's true.
It's mean, but I feel like the dude who died, he in his younger days made a pact with some sort of demon lord. He's like, please, I've just watched all of Looney Tunes. Can you make it that I don't slip on a banana peel and die like an idiot? And he was like, sure, you won't slip on a banana peel and die.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you now that this contract has layers.
And he's that's fine. Whatever.
Make sure those layers are on the bottom, though.
And that old man regretted not seeing Shrek 1.
And that old man? Well, that was Leonardo DiCaprio.
And that old man?
It was Albert Einstein.
That was me.
I was the onions. I was there.
And that onion?
That onion? That was me. All right, that's here's it. a concept. America has we had it too, but America has Hamburglar, right?
Yep.
What if we had Onion Tosser?
Onion Tosser.
There's a lot of things we need to actually, in this conversation, to define for the international audience. Bunnings is a hardware store. Sausage Sizzle is when you go and buy cooked sausages and put them on a bit of bread and eat them, and you put onions on them if you're not a fucking wuss. Right. And you go to Bunnings to get a sausage and consume
Your good friend Tanner and you can't eat onion.
No, I'm defining these. There's several things we've said in this first 3 minutes that make no fucking
Martin,
sense.
Martin, cut that out. I just put a weakness on the internet. You want to get onions in the mail.
Tanner officially has stats now.
I can eat
Tanner Johnston, wiki, no information because he's unimportant. Weakness, onions.
Put that on the T-Rex photo, then no one will look at it. It'll be fine.
New challenger approaches. All right, that's a good warm-up. Marty, you can cut all that.
Yeah.
Except for fucking Corey's Bunnings statement, which I'm still laughing at. It had
just for the Bunnings statement.
Marty, just fade into Corey reading that statement, and then we'll go... That's and then we'll just move to the episode.
It'll be a month and a half after it fucking happened.
We'll forget about it and everything.
Okay. So.
Can we... Oh, sorry. Now we're just about to get started. Can we add a fucking magic item to the Oz Arcana that is just slippable onions?
Cursed item.
Cursed item onions.
Bunions. Bunnings onions.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And they're slippery.
Yeah, right, canon.
Isn't a bunion a gross thing on the side of your foot?
Yeah, but then you step on the onion. And that's where it came from. That's the
now these are a gross thing under your foot.
The origin of the bunion.
How did I miss that? Damn it.
Damn.
Fucking hell.
Now we can start. There's the gold. All right. So, we start this leg of your adventure by panning down, and we see two young Wombo kids playing in a stream.
Throwing onions at each other.
Throwing onions at each other. An onion's throw down the river. Their mother and father wash clothes. Beside the bank, an elderly Wombo is teaching an adolescent boy to fish for onions.
And he slips on it.
He dies.
You fucking pulled the trigger too soon, Jack.
I'm sorry, I couldn't. I just slipped out of
it. Sunlight as sweet as caramelized onions colors the scene in golden yellow, sweet, and the smell of warm onions hangs on the air.
Actually, no, I do like the smell
of onions. That's a good smell.
Yeah, I would like that.
It's the smell of summer.
It's just they fucking taste bad.
Summer.
This is very fun, kind of mad-libbing my own sort of shit I've written here into just like this onion nightmare for myself.
This is like conquering a fear.
Dug into a nearby hill are a dozen burrows where a Wombo village goes about their business in the sunshine. They garden and they build and they chat and they live.
What are they gardening?
Then there is a great gurgling sound, and the children stop dead in the middle of the river. They turn and watch.
A man fuck a whale.
A man fuck a whale.
Martin, we said we wouldn't. You piece of shit.
We held on to it for two whole weeks, but.
Well, so did he. And when nothing comes down river, they look down and they see that the surface of the water is descending down their shins, disappearing. In under a minute, all that's left is a damp riverbank that is drying out beneath the Austrian sun.
Full of onions.
Full of onions.
It's just onions left.
Riddled.
The kids look to their parents downriver. Their mother holds a half-washed tunic in midair. Her eyes are far away and worried. She looks downriver as the last of the water trickles away around a bend in the stream. Without the river, they will parch. As the water leaves around the bend in the river, the camera pans up to the sun. And then there is a slow fade, and when the camera pans back down, it pans away from the lamp set above the table in Macca's living room. And the five of you are standing around this central table with a map of Bushwell and the surrounding area spread across it. And the captain, with his great beady orange eyes, sort of looks like about at you all.
Small onions.
I slam my fist on the desk.
Whack. He kind of jumps back.
That's
startled.
The sound it makes.
You what?
Whammo.
Where the fuck are my Wombo-os?
I think of this as great testing, audience testing.
Because they would normally be everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just slept in a pile of Wombo-os like the duck, the rich duck.
Oh, Scrooge.
Yes.
And then Macca has a thought and goes, and where the fuck is Newman?
Yeah.
Look, Macca, I don't know what to tell you, but when we got here, there was no... I mean, there was a couple of boxes and barrels full of them, but Newman and whatever you were using to make the Wombos were gone.
Betrayed.
Newman must have taken them somewhere safe.
He puts a hand on your shoulder and goes, yeah, mate, he must have.
Macca trusts Newman. Corey doesn't.
I just place a hand on Macca's shoulder. That's it.
I reach into my pocket and give Macca the remaining handful of Wombo-os that I had.
I run over to that girl who's eating them and I slap them out of her hand.
You slap them out of her hand.
That's merchandise.
The bowl clatters to the ground next to like barrels full of them. Oh.
I go, this is all I've got left. Don't eat any more.
Hey, she's into it. That's a good sign.
All the barrels. No, but Macca's freaking out.
Is Macca going to turn into like Smeagol?
Stares at you and like her, and then looks down at her now empty hands, and then she just quietly stands up, brushes the front of her clothes away, and just walks to the other side of the room and sits down away from you.
Macca puts a Wombo-O on his finger and disappears.
Oh no, the ring rates.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus!
9 rings of cereal were gifted to men. Cheerios.
The Cheerios. Dwarves. Cheezels.
Fruit Loops to the elves. And Cheez-Its to the kingdom of men.
Who above all desired flavor.
Desired flavor above all things.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
I was imagining all 9 fingers of one person with cheezels on them.
One guy.
One person eating them up slowly.
Welcome to DDU, our great Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we play the game a bit. Sometimes.
Sorry, that really...
deleted you, oh my God.
It was fucking great.
Four well-adjusted friends.
That just got me good.
It was good. It was
my spot-on Kate Blanchett impression. Wasn't it?
Kate? Wait, we've got a special guest on the pod.
Yeah, we've got Kate Blanchett on the
pod. Oh, fuck me, please. Oh, I would love for Hugo Weaving to be on this thing.
Oh, well, we can get Tony Abbott.
Oh, rough. Hell yeah.
Don't you ever.
I mean, if we can last episode. Maggie kills herself.
But enough onion talk. You guys, you all reel from the good Lord of the Rings joke because that exists in this universe. And Cassowary heads back to where he was standing and he, all right. Give me some good news, fellas. Do you know anything about what's going on?
Oh, fuck. We actually do.
Yeah, we know. We know pretty much everything. I think
we with my perfect memory.
As you guys start to talk, the other people around the room, Kong, Toomey, Desdemona, and Tawny's still asleep, but they all appear to be listening in.
Well, Julian can tell.
That's literally what I was about to say. Take it away, Julian.
Fuck yes.
And a 2, and a you know what to do. Julian.
As Tanner, fuck y'all. Go.
So we know where this is happening at the...
River Spring.
we believe this is definitely Riverbed Syndicate stuff. They are definitely behind this. And they did it at the River Spring.
Auntie DeMarcy, whose name escapes me right now, is a big figurehead in this whole thing.
What's your auntie's name, Julian?
What's your auntie's name?
Morticia.
Correct. Yeah.
Just testing you. He's sharp, this one.
Yeah, my teacher, she's a wild one. She's doing some bad stuff. And there's some guy called Emmett who, he's bad too. He's got some boots and some...
As you say that, Macca, noticeable, like palpable tension fills the room as everyone casts their eyes down at the mention of boots that clink.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a thongs only town here. Just not good. Not good banners.
He's got this stick thing too that goes like bang bang.
His fucking weird flute prick.
You hear from the corner, Kong, the big Tasman,
If I ever see him, I'll tear his arms off.
Okay, sit down.
Yeah, that's sit down, Kong. We got to cuff him, bro. We're still officers.
No.
Yeah, you can tear his legs off. That'll work.
Or maybe the cuffs need to go on the wrist. Then we'll just cuff his removed arms.
As you guys say this, he stands up and walks over to the two of you. And Gus, he's even taller than you.
Oh, boy.
And he leans down so he's at eye level at you.
Prick.
I'm going to dig my fingers into the top of his head and pull him apart.
Fucking hell.
Okay, Kong, sit down and have some peanut butter.
as unlegal as that is, fuck, that'd be a sight, huh?
I made a dog toy joke.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh,
it was a dog.
Oh, jeez.
And why should I listen to you?
Deep cut.
Well, we are your superiors. You
fat.
Oh.
What?
Idiot.
I was like, where's this going?
He's still talking to me. Oh, fuck.
No, he's turned around to Macca at this point.
But Macca at the moment looks...
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that.
Oh, damn it. Actually, I would be huge because I got so big that I clipped fucking...
Yes. You're enormous.
Yeah, you just did that, so... Everyone in the fucking borough is like against the wall.
All right. So obviously this Emmett guy's a problem. It sounds like you guys might have had a run in with him.
Desdemona speaks up now. And she, Gong, go back to the corner. We don't need to start fights among who is left.
Have some peanut butter.
Oh, he shoots you a dirty fucking...
Is he like allergic to peanuts or something? I'll have it if Mac is offering some peanut butter for the group.
He goes back to the corner and he, funnily enough, starts doing push-ups again. But Desdemona goes and stands beside Max and she... he came through town and he is the reason there's so few of us. The matchsticks, they didn't show up until after that night.
Yeah.
He, there was nothing we could do.
He, like, led them here or
no,
something?
No, he just, it was only him.
Hmm.
He moved like a ghost. It is as you say, that he had a thing, a weapon, that we've never seen before. Yes. And he killed everyone.
Well, I mean, not everyone, right?
Just like... Well,
we had to run and hide like cowards. I feel like the Desdemona I was died with them.
Oh, shit.
We are all that is left of the police force.
Lizzie!
Oh, no.
What about Lizzie?
Management?
She's the only person I know because she wrote me the letter.
What about Bob?
Yeah, what about old mate at the equipment shed?
No, I mean Bob, my friend.
You guys both had a thing for Lizzie and you're not even asking about her.
Oh, I was just normal.
She.
Oh, you were just...
We do not know. We tried to keep tabs on them, but we know they kept some alive, some people who could help them. Lizzie is likely still alive somewhere, as she knew what police officers were out of town and she knew how they operated, and they're trying, I don't want to say caught, you seemed ready, but you got caught in their trap. They're trying to round up whatever police force are coming back into town. As for Dilbert, well, he might be alive, he might not. He was...
an idiot. I mean, he was a brave man.
He was a brave idiot.
Yeah, nicely put.
He was a nice man, and he didn't deserve to die, but we have no idea where he is.
I mean, he had a lot of weapons at his disposal.
That is the only reason we think he might still be alive, is that
he
knows how to use the armory.
Every weapon in there.
Yeah. He was an idiot because his brain was filled with that.
Guns, 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 guns.
What is he? Is he a fucking American? Jeez.
Ooh, controversial opinion.
I love politics and talking about things.
Build the wall. What? You're sick, Corey. Why would you say that?
Yeah. I'm a
that's really
cunt.
Fucked up.
I'm a cunt. A real cunt.
Oh, boy. It's good that in a show called Dungeons Down Under with a heavy Australian theme, we touch on American politics.
Yeah.
It really sort of suits our brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we play our strengths, what we really know a lot about, you know.
All that's happening in Australian politics is the Onion Gate, so I mean.
Yeah.
Onion Gate.
Yeah, I don't know if Marty's cut it, but it took me a hot minute just to remember the Prime Minister's name. So that's where I'm at with Aussie politics.
Mm. Julian speaks up at this point. And he, well, that man, his name's Emmett, and he,
Got it. Yeah, we should have asked you.
He's about as nasty as they come, really. He, I don't know how to explain it. I told these guys all I know, and point of the matter is, he's a loner. He just, wherever he goes, death and destruction seem to follow him.
On a steel horse he rides?
I don't know about that, but, I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Some say he's got the knight on his side with a six string on his back.
He's a cowboy.
All right.
He's a cowboy.
You ever played that game, Dead or Alive?
One with the big titties?
No, but I've always
yeah, I remember titties. That one.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Yeah, great. Great.
Ever watch Wanted? Ever watch Wanted with Angelina Jolie? It's a good movie.
It's a great play.
I was just more of a Toy Story fan. I loved that cowboy in it. It was great.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
I thought like, you go in for like a cowboy thing. Like you're going to be like, have you seen Good, Bad, and the Ugly or something? Or like,
didn't you know
Fistful of Dollars? But then you just went on the Toy Story and shit?
We were doing Bon Jovi lyric quotes.
Yeah, we were. And then, oh wait, Jack, did you get the Toy Story because of Woody?
Yeah, the cowboy.
Because of the cowboy.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cowboy.
Someone
cowboy
says cowboy, and that's who you think of?
The most notorious cowboy.
I want to see what your idea of this
it's
world
like
looks
Jack's
like.
Jack's options are like Unforgiven right? or Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah. It's like fucking gritty, like Fistful of Dollars, like real Clint Eastwood, like Sergio Leone shit. And like in your head, it's fucking like the bad guy is Sid.
it's all gritty, but Woody's there.
It's Zorg.
Oh.
It's Zorg.
Zerg, you fucks.
You know what?
Yeah, come on, guys. Get your facts right.
This whole thing has been the sandpit scene.
It's been a while since I watched T-Story. Oh, God. Just take it.
you're on nickname basis with T Story.
T Story, the spoon.
Maggie kills herself.
This is the worst podcast in the world.
Oh my God.
I think we forgot how to do it.
Lost their fucking minds. Everyone shut the hell up. One of you, elect to be speaker and explain what you know. Or just say you explain it and we can skip this scene if you're not into
we,
it.
We explain
who Emmett Lachlan is, and I make references to Toy Story. Okay.
Tanner, can you tell us what we say?
Tanner, we're just gonna make
this
podcast
has devolved into
just you.
Basically, I just try to tell a story, and you guys make fun of me for like 50 hours.
You try to derail it as funnily as possible.
Fuck me up.
You're the Elon Musk of this podcast.
I mean, I'm flattered, but I feel like that was an insult.
That was a bit of both.
Here's a callback from 2 weeks. I'm the John McAfee of the podcast.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yeah, nah. All right.
No, get out of here, you fucking
freak. Yeah, you don't want to be.
It's my taxes, huh? It's because I dodge taxes.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
seeing
that's
Jack
why.
Fuck a whale is what gave me the idea for Hyperloop.
What?
I'm there. I got it.
Thank you, Martin.
We explain everything.
Okay. The captain thinks about what you've told him. And he
he talks it over with some of the other remaining officers. And he says to you boys...
Say constables.
Constables. Very
it's
good.
Got a fun, it's got a
with
fun
the other constables. And he turns to you all and he...
Well, we had an idea that it was something to do with the River Spring. And honest, if you hadn't shown up in the next week or two, we would have had no choice but to send someone up and try to have a look. But we're reluctant to do that, fellas, which is why we're actually very relieved you're here. Even Kong. But we need the numbers. We need to keep people here. Officers here. Sorry, constables. And... I mean, you saw it yourself. The matchsticks, they're cruel. We spend our time trying to stop them from brutalizing people, and we've had a bit of success here and there stealing shipments of water and giving them back to the people, and we have to keep doing that or God knows what'll happen.
Yeah, the matchsticks will have that town by the balls.
Yeah, but that being said, if we were to, you know, pack up shop and head to the River Spring, well, maybe we could get the water back on, maybe not. And even if everyone survived in the meantime, what do you think had happened when we got the water back on? Right? If the rivers start flowing, we're not going to be back right away. There'll be a revolt and... Yeah, the common people won't be able to keep up with that. The matchsticks will torch them all. And you might say, well, that's not good business, but frankly, I don't know if you met the man in charge of the matchsticks, but he's not right in the head.
Yeah, I feel like we met him. He had a thing for fire, from memory?
Yeah, that's him.
Got real horned up about it?
There's two you got to worry about, and according to Max, you met them both. The first is Declan Durry. And that's... that'd be the man you're talking about, Gus.
Oh, the guy with the smokes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Real pyromaniac. As hothead as they can.
Some might even call him a junk rat.
Some might. And the other... Oh, we don't actually know her real name. But every time she's answered, she's called herself Nunya.
Nunya business.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say onion?
Nunya.
Onion. Onion business.
Onion business.
Wow.
Have we heard of Declan Durry? That sounds so familiar.
Have you heard of Declan Durry?
Jack, you might have. I've used the name in other games.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
I was just going to say, maybe we heard his first name screeched out across the street.
Declan,
you know.
Supper's ready.
Supper's no. If you're screaming at Declan, it's Declan, get back over here.
Yeah. Stop running,
Declan. Stop hitting your brother. Get inside.
Stop biting my left leg.
That whale.
Put that fucking needle down.
Stop leaving onions all over the ground.
Declan, you'll slip.
Declan, your great uncle, great Declan will slip on those.
Did you say great Declan?
Yeah. Great Declan, you're a great stop
Declan
running.
The third.
No, I love God great damn. Declan. Like, the older they get, the bigger they get.
He's like the great Deku tree.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna talk in game.
Mm-hmm. Good, please, thank you. Someone help.
So it sounds like we need to keep some people here and obviously send some to the riverbed.
Can we just kill everyone here?
Right.
Yeah. You've got idea, Macca.
If, if the Bushwell boys and the Goldside girl head riverside, do you think you guys could take care of this place?
I think that's our best option. We know
how
things
work
around
here. That way.
And then, like, as you say that, Julian kind of a,
Oh, and you.
No, I was going to say, I like you fellas, I do, but I said it back in Goldside, and I'll say it again here. I'm not going with you to River Spring.
Maybe if I get some peanut butter and put it in my butt, I can get Kong to follow us.
I stand between the two of them. Just casually stand between the two of them.
Desdemona does the same. As Kong stands up to his full considerable height, which is like, if he didn't have like that animalistic kind of hunch to him, he would be like a foot into the ceiling.
I'm gonna size him up.
I'm gonna...
Oh, you're gonna... Okay, yeah. What are the two things you want to learn about him?
His...
Favorite foods.
Hit points? Are they more than mine?
What are yours? 155?
155.
Yes.
Oh my god. and his... Well, I'm guessing... His fighter level?
No fighter levels.
Okay, well then that's my two.
So he's a civilian. He's harmless.
Oh, I mean, I won't waste that. He has. You can learn. He has like if he has class levels, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He's barbarian level 12.
Okay.
Shit. Ooh. Big boy.
Do you learn what subclass or just what class?
I just class.
I think just class.
Okay. I don't think you get like details about their like stats, their spec.
Yes, he appears to be a barbarian. He is eyeing you, Macca. and like kind of like snarling.
Oh my god.
Like growling.
Alright, we're all a guest in Macca's house like, here.
Maggie just like slowly, just like almost slowed down to like the wrong frames per second, starts turning into a brown bear. Just to like body block them and just be like, sit the fuck down.
What, like you like try to play it off as a yawn?
Like, no, no, no. I just mean like just like, like instead of like instant, it's just like.
You just want to sit in the mid animorph pose for a little bit?
No, like, it's just like a really obviously drawn out, like, why is she getting a bit bigger? What the fuck? And like just rather than just like a snap transition.
It's Maggie's bear-itis.
And I just like put a hand on Macca and I'm like,
in you guys hear a loud thump as Cassowary slams his fist onto the table and he says, Macca, watch your mouth. Kong, sit down. Maggie, become human.
I can't.
Human?
Well, fuck you guys.
I stay in bear form for like a second longer and just like eyeball Macca so hard and then go back to Maggie form.
Kong sits back down, but he appears to... He's not taking his eyes off Macca. He is fucking steaming.
Do we want a middle bit?
Do we want to risk it?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's done.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah.
Off to see the wizard.
As I was saying, I'm not going to come with y'all to the River Spring.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to try and make my way east. To the Gertby.
You're going to become the great Gertby.
You mean walk into the ocean, Macca? Well, I don't think he's planning on that.
Yeah, it's we'll a, have a sea again.
It's why, a sea, actually.
Why is he going to the ocean? Why?
It's water there. And it's a place that people go to disappear for the most part.
Yeah, like I said, just walk into the ocean.
We could.
I'm not going to walk into the... Ocean. That's
Chuck a Harold Holt.
Who?
The great sea lord.
Yeah. Poseidon, basically, right?
Yeah.
Last of the aquatic gods.
Yes. Maybe you'll meet him.
He left this mortal plane. By the way, he entered it. The ocean.
Jesus.
Why don't you stay here with Bushwell? In Bushwell, I should say. We could really use your help, you know? It'd be a great way to get onto the right path.
Give me a persuasion check.
Ooh, with
disadvantage.
I want to help.
Ah, fuck. Are you helping
me? What do you say to help?
I'm just going to like reach out a hand and be like, please, we've made it so far. We've made it so far.
Okay, that's a good one.
Mm.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you do look quite battered.
I'm like torn to fucking shreds.
Yeah, you give him like the like Puss in Boots eyes from
eyes.
Shrek.
Yeah.
All right, you regular roll then, Gus.
Fan fucking tastic, because that was 27.
27?
Yeah. I have
shit.
Good persuasion.
Apparently. He kind of looks at you guys, and then he looks at you, Maggie. Oh, damn it. All right. I'll hang around for... Six weeks. All right. 6 weeks or until things look dire. And then I'm out.
All right. You're doing a good thing.
Yeah, I'm doing a stupid thing is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But
we love you, Julian.
That's how we roll.
We do love you.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling, huh? Stupid things every goddamn day. I love
stupidly
y'all, though.
Sexy things.
We and love you, too.
He goes over to one of the barrels full of wombos and he's like, God, I'm hungry. He looks to you, Macca. Am I allowed to eat this?
Yeah, look.
He gives you a smell. Can I eat this?
Yeah, you can.
And I get a bowl and I give it back to that girl who I hit it out of her hands. I'm feeling a bit calmer now.
Alrighty. Julian takes a scoop and like eats a couple of them. He goes, oh, no, never mind.
I thought you liked my wombos.
I did. The ones you gave me back in Goldside, but these are old, stale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Normally I keep the stale ones for me to eat. I just hand the good batches out.
I would be more shocked if you ate the fresh ones.
Well, I mean, you can't eat those. That's my merchant. That's my product.
You would have made a good drug dealer.
You just make them to let them go stale and then eat them.
Yeah.
He couldn't sell enough product.
All right, fellas. Let's not figure out the inner workings of Macca's mind, okay? None of us want to go there.
It's just a screaming, faceless image of my mum and being surrounded by womboos.
Point is, the sooner you boys are on your way, the sooner this mess gets sorted out.
All right, bye.
You guys just leave?
No, you gotta wait. How about, can we get like a spa treatment or something just to, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, Jesus, Macca. Yeah, he walks over to the side and he opens up a chest. Gus, you kind of peer inside. You're tall enough to see in. And there's actually no bottom to this thing.
Oh.
And the captain hops over the edge of the chest and climbs a ladder inside it.
Fuck.
Further down.
Oh, I'm peeking way down.
Hey, Macca, you know about that?
It's the underbark.
that's good. Oh, quick, no, put that back down.
Yeah, you see the captain descend down a ladder in this chest. And he comes back up a few moments later, closes the chest, locks it. And he has these three large water skins.
Sexy.
We can't spare much, but these are for you. And he hands the three of you, the four of you, these three large water skins.
I'm sipping, baby.
Yeah, it's good.
Wait, how many of us?
There's all three large water skins between the four of you.
Are we going to sleep the night or are we going to just bounce?
We probably should get our hit points back, yeah.
Yeah,
so you guys want to rest?
I'm going to...
What is your, to keep it brief, you guys drink enough that if you rest a long rest, you will lose a point of exhaustion.
Okay.
You guys clean yourselves. Or, well, it's up to you if you clean yourselves. It will use part of your water.
I will not.
I can clean myself.
I have dust baths.
If it doesn't give me any mechanical advantage, no.
I'll stay stinky.
Stealth.
Yeah.
Do we lose stealth for being stanky?
You can.
Ew.
If you go up against a creature that uses smell.
Yeah, okay. Nah, I stay filthy. Mm. I'll have like a chinchilla dust bath. Dust myself up.
And you guys, what is your plan for leaving Bushwell? Are you just going to leave by the streets? Are you going to sneak out? Are you going to...
So the spell, let me just pop it up here. I've got the one, transport you have via transport, plants. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome spell.
I can yeet us essentially. What is this? Any distance on the same plane of existence. I just have to have seen the destination tree / touched it before. I mean, we could go to like my hometown. We go to Eucalypt. That's north. And then depending how far north of my own home I've ever explored, we could go further north. Yes.
You haven't really gone much further north than Eucalypt.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be sort of familiar with the tree to use it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So we could get to, is Eucalypt on the way? It's north?
Yeah. Yes, Eucalypt like will save you like quite a bit of travel, like a couple of weeks at least.
Well, that'd be huge. So we should prep, get as much shit out of, we should like stock up here if there is anything here.
Should we try
and then tree stride there?
Yes.
Do you reckon the matchstick clans would have the like armory on lockdown, or should we try and like
have the what?
The armory where our old mate is?
Oh yeah. We should try to rescue Dilbert if he's in there.
Let's ask the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you, boys. It's been a long time since this has been underway.
Ooh.
Everything of value has been ransacked or used or sold.
Oh, not a used sword. Fuck that.
Yeah, you look around. There are weapons and things in here.
I never buy pre-owned.
Is there any plate armor?
No, not a whole set.
Damn it.
And
I need custom made anyways because I'm so big.
Most of the valuable stuff isn't even being kept in town. I don't know where they're sending it, but every now and then they'll stock up a cart and send it on its way. Most of the good shit in town is gone.
Ow. There you go. Guess we're going with what we got.
You might find some things, but...
Could we get food and drink? That kind of stuff?
Yeah. Funnily enough, food isn't really an issue. It's just drink.
Does anyone like down here need healing like on the other constables?
Ooh, yeah. I keep forgetting I'm a fucking healer.
Same.
They're a bit battered, a bit bruised. But we'll say as you spend the evening resting, you go around and you fix most people's wounds.
Okay.
Actually, the only one who doesn't appear to have been hurt pretty much at all is Kong.
I still offer.
As you kind of look him over for wounds, Maggie,
mm-hmm.
You notice that beneath his fur, he is just like almost like a patchwork of scars.
Mm.
Like he's the closer you get, the rougher this dude looks.
Brutal. I shake his hand, give him the clean bill of health.
Oh, you are like the sight. You would fit in his palm.
Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic. Can we be best friends?
Give me a general charisma check.
Oh, I suck at these. Oh, that's like a 10.
Hell yeah. 10?
Yeah.
He eyes you and he looks at your missing arm and he kind of like seems to be measuring your height with his eyes and he doesn't look super impressed.
Hey, you saw me turn into a bear.
Dingus.
He without doesn't a look super up. Impressed.
Bitch.
He's a dick.
Like I said, Tasman's hard to get along with.
That's all right. I'll get there. It's a slow burn. I'm going to use one of my...
Yeah, shut up, Jack.
Jack. Greater restoration to get rid of Marty's last exhaustion point.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, for the sake of brevity, we'll say you guys heal up completely.
I thought that was Zoe that made that noise. That's how she does spells.
Jack, you wanted to do something?
Oh, I just like, you know that scene from Full Metal where that Louise Armstrong guy and the buff husband shake hands and it's very manly?
Oh, yeah?
I want to do that with the Tasman. That just for the sake of it.
Give me a charisma check.
Ooh, that's what I'm good at.
Oh,
sorry. A flat.
It's a B.
A flat yes. 20.
A yahoo.
Flat 20.
Yeah.
Now give me a strength check.
Yo, yes, I'm also good at it.
Ooh.
That is 14.
He damn near crushes your hand.
All right. I play but it off like it's cool.
You see...
It's cool. I love having my hand crushed.
You see the shadow of a smile on his face for the first time.
All right. Manly.
I'm he seems to him. Like you.
Ooh, God damn it.
All right. My secret hope is that he likes me and he tries to be less of a bad boy, tries to emulate me.
Like Does I said, he like me?
What do you think? like I said, hard really to get care. Along with, but invaluable if they're on your side.
Mm. I mean, I'm invaluable. I don't need him.
So, unless there is anything else you guys want to do in Bushwell, we will skip ahead to your leaving. Are there any goodbyes you would like to say or things you would like to do?
Peace, bitches.
I guess like, hey, hands up, who wants to come with?
Any help, if you guys can sacrifice a little bit of your numbers.
If you want.
If you want.
No pressure. No pressure.
Just saving the world here.
Desdemona looks like she wants to go forward with you guys.
All right, what's your stats? What's your class? Yeah. What level are you?
What's your strength score?
I'm just going to wave here that I need you to fill out.
Yes. But as she steps forward, Max kind of
a character sheet.
Puts a hand on her arm. And he's looking back and forth, which is hard to see behind his sunglasses. But he kind of pulls her close and like Ooh. They whisper in each other's ear.
Ooh.
Sensual and then things. She stands back with the Bushwell officers.
Sensual. But suspicious.
All right, well, hot, but okay.
I walk out.
I'm sorry, boys, but...
Just wordlessly leave.
We can't spare anyone. I'm sorry.
That's cool. That's fair, Chief.
Our loyalty is to Bushwell. We've got to make sure it's all right in the meantime.
I see.
All right.
Besides... You guys are the hero of this story.
Cobra's
and you guys leave.
I try.
Maka, as you turn to leave, you see Kong do the thing where he points to his eyes and then points to you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
And then he drags a thumb across his neck.
I wave.
Sign cheerily. Language way I can do peanut butter in sign language. I just say, I just yell peanut butter.
Oh, you're an arsehole.
Peanut butter. Oh.
Are you still looking at him or do you do that as you walk away?
I'm walking backwards while looking at him.
I slap Macca.
He smiles in a very malicious way and then walks back into your house.
That's pretty sub-legal.
Well, where are all your he's going to ruin my Wombo-O's. But they're the stale ones. So, I mean...
He's going to ruin your personal supply.
I've literally got Wombo-O's and like a picture of my mum in that house.
How?
You can draw
How
that again.
How are you guys leaving Bushwell?
The tree.
Tree.
That is once you're outside of Bushwell. You have left Bushwell by that
point.
Oh,
we have to find a tree.
Yeah.
All right, by night? Leave by night?
Yes.
Okay, so all this happens at nighttime instead.
Oh, sorry. Did you say?
No, I did ask you guys what your plan was to leave.
The crack of eve morning. Dawn?
Yeah, dawn.
Dawn's
yeah.
the one.
The crack of evening.
The crack of dusk.
That's what I call my butthole.
3 a.m. when everyone's really... Oh, yuck. Super asleep.
Okay, so you guys leave at night.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Are you if being stealthy or just...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Doing a lot of commando roles.
As you guys make your way through the streets...
Oh, boy.
Trying to keep to the shadows as much as possible. Every now and then, you will hear drunken banter and revelry, and a group of matchsticks will walk past, often accompanied by the sound of smashing bottles and something burning. And which gate are you guys heading to?
The north one.
North
which one's the least guarded?
How about the one we entered, which I think was south?
Yeah.
Because that just had no one there.
Yeah, overall. I guess. Yeah.
Sure.
Doesn't really matter.
You guys head to the southern gate. And on the way there, you see a group of about a dozen of these matchsticks.
Great.
And they have a man tied to a stake. And there is a fire beginning to lick at his feet.
All right, good thing we didn't go north.
Could I have everyone to roll a stealth check for me?
Aww.
As you try to either sneak past this scene or do what you will.
I'm guessing I got disadvantage.
No, you guys don't have this. Oh, you have armor on. Yes, you have disadvantage.
Yeah. I don't have armor on.
I still did good.
Or heavy armor.
I was talking to Macca.
Sorry, okay.
That's all.
All good.
I got a 19.
Do any of the...
With disadvantage.
I got a 15.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie? 20, not natural.
Gus?
22, natural 20.
You guys... Well, I don't know what you do, but you're unseen. Do you just leave?
Hell no.
No.
Is there a... Hang on a second. There's just very loud footsteps in my house.
The guy on the fire, clearly not consenting to being on fire?
Oh, yeah.
He's not the horny guy. He's not the horny guy getting set on fire.
Yeah, no, this guy doesn't appear to enjoy the bottoms of his feet falling off.
Yeah,
okay. Drips.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck these guys, please.
Is there does there appear to be an in-charge matchstick boy?
No, they all just appear to be a drunk group.
All right. I'm going to attempt a no-scope one with my brand new Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll no-scope him with an arrow. Classic.
Okay. Both of you make attack rolls.
Oh, fuck me.
17 for me.
17?
10? 10 for me.
Gus, did you roll with advantage, Dazza? Because you're unseen?
Oh, that's better. That's 21.
Gus, did you do the same?
No, I thought that was a rogue-only thing. Hang on.
No, if you're hidden, you get advantage. That's why they get sneak attack, not the other way around.
Okay, cool. Worse. So, yeah, still 17.
And what did you get, Gus? Sorry? Oh, sorry, Dazza?
21.
Okay, you both hit. Roll damage.
All right.
Or 18 damage.
Mm-hmm. Gus?
What did I roll? 7 plus 11. I got the invocation that lets me use charisma to it, so extra damage.
Okay. You guys lay out two of these fools. Gus, the one you hit doesn't die. But he is hitting this in the back with this Eldritch Blast. Is there any particular way you cast this?
Quick draw McGraw or something. Like any fucking cop holds a fucking weapon. In one
hand. You're holding a flashlight beneath it?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Does the energy look a particular way as it flies out of your finger gun?
Very radiant. It's radiant damage. Oh, sorry, this isn't, but it's like a radiant.
So it's fucking Tien's Dodon Ray.
Hell yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sickly radiant, if that makes sense.
Alrighty. So you guys lay these fools out, and Dazza, the one you hit with the arrow, just crumples. In a heap.
Shithead.
Yeah.
The one you hit, Gus, launches him forwards and he bumps into the stake, which falls over out of the fire, and this guy tumbles into the fire and starts to scream.
He can... that's very... not. I'm a bad boy now. He can stay there.
The other ones? Run.
Can I cast a... Oh, okay.
Goody.
I cast Blight on the largest one that's running away.
Oh my shit. God. That's a con save, right?
Yes.
What's your DC?
It is 15.
He does not make it.
Bye.
So we're just straight up murdering people now, eh?
Oh, this is true justice.
21 points of necrotic damage.
21 points?
Yes.
Yeah, that person looks like they get the world's quickest case of... onset gangrene. which quickly evolves into leprosy and they fall apart. Ugh. Like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. Just a mess of moss and bone.
Yes. Punished Maggie is enjoying
the rest are gone by the time that pans out.
All right, let's get that guy off the stake.
Yeah.
You get him up. And I'm going to be honest with you, like story-wise, he's a nobody. Like,
yeah.
He's not going to come back later and save the day.
No.
But to him, you guys have saved his life. And in a town as oppressed as this one, that's a big thing.
Yeah. You just like whisper in his ear.
Cops rule. Oh,
the boys are back in town.
You whisper a song.
He puts a hand on your cheek, Gus, and he says, "Thank you, Thin Lizzie."
Fuck yeah.
That was pretty good. And he kind of passes out at that point because he was just almost burned alive and he's in shock. But I'll say you guys sit him in an alleyway out of the way. And Gus, I'll say you give him a point of lay on hands, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Heal up his feet.
Deathly.
But as you do that, you hear that gang coming back. And it sounds like there's a lot of them coming with him. And you hear one of them shouting, "Declan! Declan!" What do you guys do?
Stop running.
I know that yell.
Run.
So yeah, I just tell the old man fuck out of here and we hoof it, I guess.
You guys
run. I throw some onions behind us.
some spongy onions.
You guys run. You run out of the southern gate. You run to the nearest tree wide enough for Macca. Maggie hits it first and this shimmering portal opens up with the sound of creaking wood and you all step through and you run one by one through this tree. And Maggie, you're the only one who recognizes this place, the city of Eucalypt, as none of the others have been here before. But there's something different about it.
Do I yeet us right into the center of town?
It's near your home.
Okay, cool.
Eucalypt is a city that spans from the treetops to subterranean chambers. It is a fortified city of arcane wonders and medicines. And it is heavily fortified. You look around and it's early. It's still 3 a.m. here, same time zone. But overhead, these strange clockwork drones fly about and scan the streets with spotlights. You hear what sounds like singing coming from outside the city walls, but it's sad and dejected. You hear a block or so away the sound of someone being roughed up and questioned. And as you look about, a spotlight lands on the four of you. And you hear a small and heavy footfalls. Heavier. Heavier still. Huge.
Is this standard from when I was here?
No.
Let's remember, time to yeet, boys. Rock and roll.
Remember how we were wanted in Goldside?
As you kind of figure out what the hell is going on, there is a crash from one of the nearby roofs. And then the ground beneath you shudders as something lands in front of you. A huge, hulking metal automaton who, with clanks and whirs, stands to its full, very considerable height, dwarfing Kong.
6'5".
Halt. The four of you are unauthorized. State your business.
And that's where we'll leave it for today.
Bitch. Oh, yeah, just cut that.
Cop stuff.
Cop stuff.
I can have cop stuff.
Dickhead.